Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martindale, French and History graduate from the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, May 14, 1808, two notices were presented in the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette in relation to missing persons. The first letter was written on April 23rd of that year by Mr. Henry Parkinson and Mr. William Cooley. They reported that four of the enslaved under their ownership had been missing since April 3rd. On that Sunday evening, the two men and two boys had reportedly been stolen and taken from the store of Messrs. Harton and Co. No physical descriptions of the four individuals were given, but it is clear that Parkinson and Cooley were anxious to recover them. As a result, they were offering a reward of £50 to anyone who came forward with information identifying the robbers so that said persons could be convicted. An additional £50 reward would be given to anyone who actually knew the whereabouts of the enslaved. In the event that one or more of the accomplices linked to the theft came forward, Parkinson and Cooley were willing to forgive them. To confirm this, they stated, "We do hereby promise him, her, or them our free pardon." However, that was not their only promise. They ended their notice by declaring that if the enslaved were not returned before May 1st, they would have no choice but to prosecute the perpetrators. The guilty would most certainly be punished to the highest extent of the law, even if it meant death. On this day, Charles Cadogan's missing person notice, also written on April 23rd, was likewise posted in the newspaper. In this instance, he was in search of an enslaved man by the name of Jack Robin, who had escaped. Robin was a mason and was described as being 5'6", with square shoulders, who spoke very mildly. Since his escape, he had been spotted at Searle's Windsor, the nursery. As such, it was suspected that he was being hidden in that vicinity. Cadogan requested that anyone who was able to capture Jack Robin should deliver him to the cage, a holding cell located in the center of Bridgetown for runaway enslaved individuals. For the person who so carried out this task, Cadogan was offering a reward of £5. Therefore, readers of the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette were made aware of all potential rewards for the recapture of enslaved persons in Barbados when notices were published on this day, May 14, 1808.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.